do a review in volume 22, Chelik Chav Beis, the Sicha for Lag Ba'omer. The Rebbe explains the connection between the two happenings of Lag Ba'omer, in which the students of Rebbe Akiva stopped to die. That's one celebration, and also the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's passing happened on Lag Ba'omer. And the Rebbe asks, it seems like passing of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is contrary to Loi Mesu, that of Rabbi Akiva's students stopping to die. The Rebbe explains the whole idea that the students of Rabbi Akiva didn't respect each other, and that's why they died. How could it possibly be that Rabbi Akiva, who championed the saying that the haftel reecha kamoich is a klal gadol b'toira, that this is an important rule, and it's his students that didn't give honor to each other, as the Gemara says. The Rebbe explains the deeper meaning of not giving honor means that they understood the Rebbe's teaching in a certain way, and because they were students of Rabbi Akiva, who had Mesiras Nefesh, as we find, he says, Kol Masa Yovel Liyodi V'Akayimenu, and so therefore they were like extreme in their belief, but that's not really, it has to be the level of Shuv, which Rabbi Akiva Nichnas B'Sholem V'Yosef B'Sholem, as Rebbe will explain. And this is really what takes place in the students of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai during his passing, when all of his avoda comes together on that day. So this is actually the connection, as the Rebbe will explain. Let's go step by step. Lag Ba'omer, Aleph. So b'negeya der simcha in dem tog von Lag Ba'omer, as it relates to the joy on the day of Lag Ba'omer, werden gebracht kamo taimim, there are brought several reasons, umehem, and amongst them, so the Rebbe brings down here two reasons. Aleph, number one, the Talmidim von Rabbi Akiva, the students of Rabbi Akiva, was meisu mi Pesach ba'ad Atzeres. From Pesach until Atzeres, these students died, and on Lag Ba'omer poschu milomos, they stopped dying on Lag Ba'omer. So that's a reason for a joy, that's a reason for a celebration on Lag Ba'omer. And number two is Hilula de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's the Yortzeit Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Yortzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Was erot ongezogt, he had instructed, as men soll sich freien b'yoim histalkusei, that people should rejoice on the day of his passing. So since these are two reasons for the same, for a celebration on the same day, we should say that there is a connection between them. And the Rebbe is going to ask, what is the connection? Actually, seemingly, it almost seems that they're opposites. Alle Inyonim von Torah seinen Bidiyuk. All aspects of Torah are precise. Darf man sagen, so therefore we need to say that darf man sagen, as is faran, as sheiches betoichen v'inyan, that there is a connection in the contents and in the idea zwischen die zwei Urois hanal, between these two things that happen. Noisef al zeh, that's in addition to the fact was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Talmidei shel Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a student of Rabbi Akiva, so we already have some connection between the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva. But in contents of what happened over here to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and what happened with the students of Rabbi Akiva in general should have been connected. Darf man verstehen, so we need to understand. Was is the Shaykhis zwischen them? What is the connection between this? Was Talmidei Rabbi Akiva poskum milomus? that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying to Hilula de Rashbi, to the yahrzeit Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Velechayda Adrabe, seemingly it's just the opposite, on the contrary. Sees a dover v'ipuche, seems to be an item and its opposite. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is doch given einer von de chamisha talmidim von Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiva for seinen geblieben Leben. They remained alive after all the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva perished. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, together with four others, were of the five students that remained alive. Unheim Hemidu Teiru is these five students that sustained and placed up, they raised up the Torah after all of the devastation of all the students of Rabbi Akiva that passed away. Hastes Doch, so that means, therefore, as the Simcha der Fun was Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Poschu Lomus, so what is the joy that Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying, is Madgish, it emphasized with Lagba Omer, as Lagba Omer is a Tog, it's such a day, was Rashbi und die andere Talmidim, that it is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the other four students, v'acharonim, the last ones that remained alive, the Rabbi Akiva, b'leibim b'chayim, they are alive because everybody else died, and this is when they stopped to die, so they remain alive. Der hepech von histalkus the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which seems to be just the opposite of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai dying. The idea of Lag BaOmer, that they stop to die, is that they continue to transmit the tradition of Rabbi Akiva, and here we're talking about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai dying, about the Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. V'yesh lemer habiyur in them, so the Rebbe says we can say the explanation in this. In the Yom Histalkus von HaTzadik kumen sich zusammen, on the day of passing of a Tzadik, there comes together this is from the Tanya, which it says that all of the activities, all of the study of the Torah, all of the service that the tzaddik served during his lifetime, at the time of the passing, they all gathered together. And that was dos, is real life, maisov v'chulu, his actions, etc., Zainan Chayiv Ha'amiti. Those are his true life. Not the physical life. It's the spiritual, the activities, the Torah, the Avodah. That's his life. Is Farshtandik. So from this we understand as B'yoyim Ha'histalkus, that on the day of the passing, Der Grechter Zain Shlemus, the Tzaddik reaches his wholesomeness, his completeness. Und das ist mehr begilli, and that shines openly. Wie bald as the avoide von Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And since, what was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's service? Everybody else died. He remained alive. It was contrary to the death of the other students. As the avoide von Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is given hepech von the Chov Dalet Elef Talmidei Rav Akiva Shemes. It was the opposite of the 24,000 students who discovered that. Zi is avoida, was bring to poschu melomus, that is a service that brings to stopping of the dying, the lekamon. That was Rabbi Akiva's avoida. So that avoida, which personifies, specializes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his special avoida, the stopping of the death, the riber, izayin hilula. So therefore his Yortzeit Hilula, when Shlemus Avedose is made begilui, when the completion of his service shines openly in them tog from Poschu on the day that they stopped in Lag BaOmer. So therefore, on Lag BaOmer, which is the main culmination and elevation of everything that he did, and what does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai signify? He doesn't die like the other students. Therefore, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit, in which this is highlighted, his main work, his yahrzeit is Hilula, is on Lag BaOmer. So medafer befashtein, but we still need to understand. Bibal das fundi chamisha tamid Rebbe Akiva. Since amongst the five students of Rebbe Akiva is davke di histalkus fun Rashbi given b'lag boimer, it's specifically the passing of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that wasn't lag boimer. Darf men zogen, so we need to say as that inyan from poskum melamus, that there is a special connection to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai stopping to die, because this concept that they stopped to die, that would apply to all five together. But here we're saying Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is lag boimer, that this idea from poskum melamus, hotashayches miyuchedes to him, it is specifically connected to Rabbi Akiva Merervi to the andere vier Talmidim, even more than to the other four students. So mitvos is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai oizgitel beinyan zeh. How is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai distinguished in this aspect, that stopping lomus from the andere vier Talmidim Rabbi Akiva from the rest of the four students of Rabbi Akiva? So that's what we want to know. What is the connection specifically to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Poskul Lomus? And the Rebbe will bring out the special qualities of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai after the Ma'ir Ma'ira, that there is the Rotzei and the Shoiv, the idea of the return, as the Rebbe will explain later on in the following in the Sikha. So Noiz Beis, the Rebbe introduces the idea and the question, how come the students of Rabbi Akiva, who taught about loving thy fellow as thyself, that it's a main principle, how come they didn't respect each other? Beis, Yashloimar Bahagdim Habir, so we can explain this by first explaining in the Maimer Chazal, in the saying of our sages of blessed memory, as the Chavdalet Elev Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, Loinogu Kovet Zelozeh, they did not conduct themselves with respect one to the other. The L'chayra Tomua, L'chayra, this is surprising. Rabbi Akiva is doch der Bal HaMaimer, as V'haftul Reichel Komoicho, Zeklal Godel Batoire. Rabbi Akiva is the author of the statement that V'Avtarich is a great rule of the Torah. Haint v'ken zayin, how could it possibly be as Talmidov, that his student was Torah's emes ruftzei on Talmid Rebbe Akiva, which the true Torah, Ruh calls them. We're not just saying they call themselves. The Torah calls them students of Rebbe Akiva. That means that is the truth, that they were students of Rebbe Akiva. So how could it possibly be that the students of Rabbi Akiva they should not conduct themselves respectfully one to the other? Is Eina for the Beurim in them one of the explanation of this? It wasn't just a disrespect like that. It was a disrespect when they didn't agree in the idea of service of Hashem, the way the other student understood the rabbi's teaching. Yeder fun di Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, each one of the students of Rabbi Akiva had gehad sein Weg, had his way, bi erot verstanden teures Rabbi, the way he understood the teaching of his teacher, the learning and the Torah of his teacher. Each one understood it in their own way. Un loydem gedin dem Eibishter, and according to that they served Hashem. Ba'inem is that Iker given Abbas Hashem. One student mainly had the service of loving Hashem. Ba'atzveitin, by another student, was Yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem, Unazavaiter, and so on. Is yet there given Azoy Dur Gnumen mit Zain Oifon Alimud Vahavoido. Each one was so encompassed, fully taken through all of him with that style of study and service, to the extent they were so engaged and so involved and so penetrated with that style of service, the way they heard, understood from the Rebbe, so in their mind it made
sensed to them or it felt to them that somebody who does not listen to this path felt him in shlemus, he's lacking wholesomeness, he's not doing the right thing, he's not complete. Since they were students of Rabbi Akiva. Who was passionate about the idea of loving thy fellow as yourself? Each one of them had not been satisfied with their own elevation, going from strength to strength. But put an effort into influence. Alle seine Chaverim, all of his friends, as ich, sie sollen dienen dem Eberstun, darf geben sein Derech, that they should serve Hashem specifically in their style. Because something that they knew, they were not wanted to share, make sure everybody else serves Hashem in that same, sees it the same way they do, and will serve Hashem with that style, the way they knew to be the truth. Und wenn die anderen Talmidim haben nicht mehr Kabel gewendet dem Derech. When the other student did not accept that path, seien die durchgenommen mit Zeyer Derech Avaido. Because they didn't accept it the other, because they were fully encompassed by their style of service. Is loy nogu kovid zelaze, they did not respect one another. And that came because they were truthful people. Zayin dik anshei emes. Being that they were men of truth, they weren't one in their mouth and one in the heart. If they didn't respect you in the heart, they didn't smile to you, pretend, act differently than they felt. But if that's what they felt about the other person, that he's wrong because of the wrong path of service that they're taking, because they know the right way, what did you can sign? There could not be kerichtike regesh el kovid. There could not be the proper feeling of respect. Von einem zum zweiten, from one to the other. Hayois couldn't really respect him. As the daite had beim zweiten gefällt in shleimus davidosi yisbarach, because in his mind the other person was lacking in the wholesome completeness of his blessed service, of the service of Hashem. So he couldn't really pretend, loinogu, in his heart he didn't think that he was right, so he couldn't just pretend and show. Where did they take that great passion of wanting to influence and make sure that the other one believes like them was because they were students of Rabbi Akiva? Gimel. Bald as they sign and given Talmid Rabbi Akiva, since they were students of Rabbi Akiva, is verstanden, it's understood as other seder von havoida von Talmid Rabbi Akiva, that this type of service of students of Rabbi Akiva to sign azoi starker reingeton jederer in sein oifen havoida, so that each one is so strongly invested in their style of service, to the extent they would not allow for any space, as an ander derech kenoichob mishleimus, that there is possible for another passageway in the service of Hashem. Maybe that should also have wholesomeness. Where did they get that? This is rooted in the actual service of Rabbi Akiva himself. We can say the explanation in this. Rabbi Akiva is kol yom of given b'tshuka. Rabbi Akiva was, in all of his days, he was with a yearning. Un in dem inyan for mesilas nefesh. In the idea from self-sacrifice. He always yearned for mesilas nefesh. But the Gemara zogt, as the Gemara relates, as Rabbi Akiva had gezogt, l'tal midov. Rabbi Akiva said to his students, so these are students of Rabbi Akiva, kol yomai. All of my days that I lived, I was in pain. When will it come to my hands the opportunity for Mesiras Nefesh, and I will fulfill it? So we see that the Makiva was with Mesiras Nefesh. That was part of him. That's what he wanted. What is Mesiras Nefesh? Mesiras Nefesh is an Inyan, was nem durch the mention in Ganzen. That encompasses the person entirely. When Eine steht in Mesiras Nefesh, when one is standing with self-sacrifice, bleibt nit kein Sach benafshi, there's nothing left in his soul, v'chulu, wo soll nit durchgenommen werden von der Mesiras Nefesh, that should not be encompassed, should not be penetrated with that Mesiras Nefesh. Und das ist given der Seder ha'avoida von die Chof Dalet, Elef Talmid Rebbe Akiva. This was the order of the service of the 24,000 students at Rebbe Akiva. They took it from Rebbe Akiva. They have mekabel given from Rebbe Akiva. What they received of Rabbi Akiva, od dit shuka, dit yearning, to mesiras nefesh, to totally self-sacrifice. Ubemela, and therefore is in yedid inyan von avodas Hashem. So therefore, every aspect of their service of Hashem, was with a self-sacrifice. Farnumen, it occupied, und durchgenommen, it penetrated their ganze mitzvahs, their entire being. They were fully encompassed, they're fully engaged, that their whole entity was what they were doing, the Siddhas Nefesh, totally, fully. To them, Inyan, the Choleva Nefesh, with all the heart and soul. Bis, as is Ba'isa Shah, to the extent that at that time, it given kin ort for a tzveit Inyan, there was no room for something else, for anything else. And that is why students of the Akiva were so strong that their level needs to be by all the students. And if not, they couldn't tolerate it because they were so engaged in their level of avoida till Mesiras Nefesh. But yet, we see that they died. That wasn't acceptable. So, Rebbe says in Ois Dalet that there needs to be a deeper sense that even while you have Mesiras Nefesh, just like Rabbi Akiva himself, Nichnas b'shalom v'yotzi b'shalom, you have to realize that the ultimate goal of Mesiras Nefesh is not to expire, but to make this world into a dwelling place where everybody lives together. It's not my way or the highway, but rather to allow for the differences of the other opinions of Rabbi Akiva. Dalet, Afo Pikei. Notwithstanding the great advantage of this service, is as given nit kivi hakavana bishli musa, it wasn't totally, completely according to the intent, the way, the proper way. That's why they died. The avoida for mesiras nefesh alein, when a person only has self-sacrifice, bring dimension to rotzi. It brings the people to run, the person that he wants to run away. Velen aroizgein from velt, he wishes to go out of the world. Un oizgein zum eibrish to beklois hanefesh, and to expire to Hashem with the expiration of the soul. Un deriber, and therefore, af al pi as farzei zes anilu godl b'yoser, even though for them this is a tremendous elevation. Avoid the metech mesiras nefesh, it's a service from self-sacrifice, is a snitki fishlemus hakavona, that's not completely the intent of Hashem. Well, the kavona elyoina, the supreme intent, is as der mesiras nefesh rotsui, that this self-sacrifice, that running, so la rob kumen, it should come down, unochmen, not only it should come down, settle, but it should bring in subshuv, this should bring to the level of return, which mamshich zayin elokus lemato, to draw down godliness below. But those vert oivgiton, that is accomplished durch an avoida mesudora davke through an organized service, avoida al pitam badas, service according to reason and understanding, and not mesiras nefesh expiration. But Yesh Loimar, the Rebbe says this is also fits very nicely with the language. Adosu zoich der pirush apnimi. This is also the inner meaning from Maimer Chazal. When the sages talks about the death, it says v'kulo meisu mipnei sheloi nogu kovid zelozeh. They all died, the students of Rabbi Akiva, because they did not conduct with honor and respect to one another. It says there v'hoya ha'olam shomim. The world was desolate. The Rebbe explained now, if you just have Rotsu Mesiris Nefesh, that's expiration, leaving the world. But the Eibishter wants there should be a world. In this case, they died because they're not respecting, caused the world to be desolate. Dibald Azeir Aveda is given in an Oifen for Mesiris Nefesh Verotsu. Since their service was in a way of self-sacrifice and running away, is that oilam, the world developed lamata, the world lo given shomim. It was desolate. Nitamokim dira, it wasn't a place of dwelling place. Which yoshav odom sham, for odom, Hashem, odom elyon should sit there. Nor al derech midbar di kedusha, it was a desert. Yes, a desert of kedusha, but it was a midbar. It was a rotzi, it was misiris nef, without a shuv. Siz nit given ken amshochas elakus. There was no drawing down of godliness, but even the ikir in a mikvias lamat, in a way of permanence below. And those is given der oiftu from the chamisha is talmidim, and this was the novelty, the accomplishment of the five students was heim hamidu Torah. They sustained and raised the Torah, the avoda fun shuv, the service of shuv. Zicher is oich by the Talmidim, Talmidei Rav Akiva, certainly by these students who were students of Rav Akiva, given the Mesiris Nefesh. They had that level of Mesiris Nefesh. Bazei says, Ober given, by them it was, however, Adram, the contrary. Their Mesiris Nefesh did not bring them to leave the world, but to bring into the world. In them, Oifim Bishleimus, their Mesiris Nefesh was in the wholesome way of Mesiris Nefesh. This is given by Rabbi Akiva Rabbam the way it was by their teacher Rabbi Akiva. For Zayin Rotsu is given in an Oifen. His running was in a way for Nichnas B'Sholim, when the four that entered into the Pardes, Rabbi Akiva entered in peace and left in peace. Because he entered in peace, he was brought about that at the end the Yotsu B'Sholim. He was the only one who came out in peace after the entering the Pardes. Zayin Mesiris Nefesh V'Rotzu is given Milachatchila. To begin with, his self-sacrifice, his running, the beginning. Then Nichnas, as he entered in an Oifun from B'Sholem, he entered in a way of B'Sholem. B'Oifun, Adozim Stolim Shpeter Brengen Tzu Yotzu B'Sholem Shuv. To begin with, in his Rotzu, he had already such a way that it's b'sholim, so that he should come out b'sholim shuv. Zayim velen zich b'heftun zum eibishtun, his desire to want to connect to Hashem mit ha'klois ha'nefesh on kein agbola, with an expiration of the soul without any limitation. Hatim gebracht zu ha'toisves chayis, it brought him to additional vitality, biz b'sholimus to wholesomeness. In der avoidah fun hamshoches alakus lamato, in the void of Rabbi Akiva of drawing down godliness below. So this is the avodah of Rabbi Akiva, and this was the avodah of these five students to bring down, to turn that rotzoi into a shuv. And the continuation comes by. Now the Rebbe is going to explain this, that also why Lag Boimer is associated with Chai Iyar, which is associated, the 18th of Iyar, with the expression about Chayel. Oisei, v'yeshloimar al derech haremez, so we can say, by way of a hint, ados is der tam, that this is the reason for vos lag ba'omer is in dem tok fun Chayel, that lag ba'omer comes in the day of 18th of Iyar. And this is associated with the saying of the Rebbe's with regards to the 18th of Elul. Says Yudua der Pisgom von Rabbeinu Nisienu. It is known, the saying of our teachers, our leaders, the Rebbe's, the Negei Tzuchai Elul, as it relates to the 18th of Elul. Adosis der Tog was Gita Chayis in the Ravida von Elul, that the 18th of Elul is the day that gives an energy in the service of Elul. So Valderech Zeh Kamenzogum bin Yonenu. So similar to this, we can say in our case, as Chay Iyar Lagba Imer, the 18th of Iyar, Gita Chayis in the Ravida von Chodesh Iyar, that it gives that energy in the work and the service of the month of Iyar. How so? That's boring them. The explanation in this Vegan di Chodoshim Nisan v'Iyar, when with regards to the month of Nisan and Iyar, is Yadua, it's known as Nisan Chodesh Harishon is connected Midas HaChesed. Nisan, which is the first month, that corresponds to the first emotion, which is Chesed. And Iyar, which is the Chodesh HaSheni, is Keneged, which is the second month, correspond to Midas HaGevura. But this is Einar von the Biurim. This is one of the explanation in the Shaykhs von Betiras Talmidei Rabbi Akiva mit Yimei HaSvira, the connection from the passing and the dying of all the students of Rabbi Akiva to the days of Sefira, was Ikram is Bechodesh Iyar. Most of the days of Sefira, while it starts in Nisan and it ends in Sivan, but most of the days of Sefira are is Bechodesh Iyar, the month of Iyar. While the Avoida fun Iyar is in them Kav HaGevura, because the service, the work of Iyar is in the line of stringency, line of Gevura, halo mimato lemailo rotzi, the elevation from below to above, which is the level of rotzi. So then, this is the month in which they were all dying because of the level of rotzi, the level of Gevura. Kump lagba imer, then lagba imer comes around and git achayis in other avoda gives you an energy into that service as the rotzui veha alo, that this running and this elevation so nid zayn in an oifun was brengt zu lamus, should not be in such a way that it leads to dying. And the world to be desolate, not adrabe, as bring tachayis, but on the contrary, this brings an energy, leaven, a life force in that avoida, in the avoida of Iyar, achayis in haloa, achayis in rotzei, as he's bringing to the avoida from shuv, that it should bring to the service of return. Nichnas b'sholim v'yotze b'sholim, to go in peace and come out of peace. So there, so now we're going to connect this of this Talmidei Rabbi Akiva specifically to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In general, the five students represent the goal of the rotzoi, the kavone, the ultimate, the mekuvon, is to bring down the Hamshocha, that it should be Yotze B'Sholim, because Nichnas B'Sholim. But specifically, we find this with Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Both. In dem Oifun HaAvoida gefind men, und dem Oifun HaAvoida, in this style of service, gefind men begilui by Rav Shimon bar Yochai, we find this openly by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The Yud Gimul Shona was Edis given in der Maida, the 13 years that he spent in the cave, is doch given by his bodidus von Welt. He was isolated from the world. Bis as kama mitzvahs maisis, to the extent of his isolation was such that many of the practical mitzvahs that you have to do in action He did not have the possibility to fulfill them. He was only fulfilling them in their spiritual aspect of these mitzvahs. This idea to be in the cave and not to be able to associate with the world, in the world, this is the idea of rotzui, of leaving out. But that itself brought Rav Shimon bar Yochai as a rois geindik von Meira, that when he left the cave, his zayin seder avodah given nitis baidus. So then, the order of his service was not isolation, unavegein von yishuv von welt, and to leave the settlement of the world. Nor adarabe, what Rav Shimon bar Yochai after the cave, the Gemara tells us that kol heicha dahavi mochi Rabbi Lezer, wherever his son the Rabbi Lezer would smite because of his being upset at their doing worldly matters and not learning Torah enough. So Rabbi mochi Rabbi Lezer have a masi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon would heal. He would fix that which Rabbi Lezer, his son, would smite. He brought healing to the world. And furthermore, he continued to say, Omar, he said, is there something that needs to be fixed? He was searching. What could he fix in the world? While by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, because by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai specifically more than all of the other students, was had gizokt, he said, midoisai trumois, mitrumois, midoisov shel Rabbi Akiva, my measures, his character trait were distinguished, separated, as the separation of the distinction of the attributes of Rabbi Akiva, is given begilui the shleimus oifun the Rabbi Akiva. He had the wholesomeness, the completeness of the service of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi his teacher. For nichnas b'sholem v'yotze b'sholem, to go in and peace and come out in peace. That was Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Zayin arangin und zayin b'maora, his entrance and staying in the cave, the rotzoi had gebrach dem shuv, that brought about that return. Tikkun v'yishuv ha'olam, this correction and the settlement of the world. And similar was also in the study of Torah of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. As the Gemara says, Eider zayin zayin b'ma'ora, before he would be in the cave, makshi Rashbi, so Rashbi would ask the question, u'mefarek le'ra Pinchas ben Yoyir. He would answer, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyir would give the answers to the questions that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had. Untreser piruke, he would give him 12 answers. Nogder Maida, but after the experience of the cave, Makshi Rapichas ben Yoyer, it switched around. Rapichas ben Yoyer would be the one asking the question. Umefarik le Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Rav Shimon bar Yochai raised and became, was able to answer not just 12, but even more, Esrim ba'arba, double, 24 piruka. Kiflayim litishia, double in this strength. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Emer, Erev Lag BaEmer Tovshin Rem.